Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We are so glad to have you with us for this evening of Flashpoint Revival. This is actually the program that played on Flashpoint yesterday evening. It was just amazing about the history of revival and the things that are going on now. We're very excited to bring this to you.
Good evening, everybody.
And now we're off.
Am I with you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 3. It's good to have you with us now. Are we live on?
I know. I'm getting them right now.
All right. So all of you around the world on Blog Talk Radio, you guys have been used to some amazing revivals on a regular basis. And mighty moves. And there's ministries around the world that have been in revival for years, decades. And thank God for that. The interesting factor about revival is...
Welcome, YouTube.
Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you with us tonight. You have to have a hungry heart for God and His presence in order for revival to come. And as we all know, all through history, when man's had a hungry heart, God showed up.
Amen.
And thank you, Father, that you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. You will always reward those who diligently seek you. And we're seeking tonight. Now, since we got everybody with us already, hope you got a cup of coffee or just a good glass of water with you. If you don't know the story of the Brownsville Revival, the church where the Flashpoint Live program is going on this weekend is the Brownsville Assembly of God Church, where back in 1995, God moved in a very, very powerful, amazing way and brought amazing revival. I apologize, I don't have my numbers right, but I think it lasted for 5 years, pretty much day and night, or every day. They didn't run 24 hours a day. They had specific services that happened in the morning service. And that revival lasted literally for 5 years, I think, maybe seven. And it turned out all over the God meets us wherever we truly have a hunger for Him, for His ways, for His word, for what He's doing on this earth. And now, this is going to be a different kind of program. If you don't know Flashpoint, you might think, Pastor, you guys are talking about politics. Well, yeah. God told Brother Copeland back in, he told him, I want you to preach the gospel around the world, from the top of the earth to the bottom, all the way around, on every available source you can get the gospel on. As a result of doing that, when the pandemic hit, Brother Copeland was one of the men who was have in place all of the network needed to broadcast the gospel night and day to everyone stuck in their house and give hope. At that point, America American Christians and other Christians around the world said, Brother Copeland, we need a news agency that will tell us the truth. And they started Victory News, and they started the Victory Channel. And Brother Gene started up. Brother Gene is actually in charge of the revival capital of the world. So there's this huge background of revival with Brother Copeland, Brother Gene, and now it sounds like God's church where they're at right now. So tonight what you're going to get is the Flashpoint Army that's gone into America and taken the local school board jobs, the local librarian jobs, the dog catcher jobs. And as men and women of God have invaded politics in their community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're transforming their community. He's going to say politicians' name, but quit being offended at that, because if you leave politicians for the world and the wicked, it will go to hell just like it has. And that's where the believers are, and that's what Flashpoint is all about. We want you to enjoy this. It's going to be a great night. Don't check out. Part two. The revival in Asbury is going strong. My nephew just sent a picture. He's there now. And of a drone view of the waiting line. It goes all the way down this block, all the way down that block, all the way down that block of people waiting to get into the building. We learned this morning as we were praying with our morning program. No, God has given you an assignment to pray. You've got to come be with us because they're powerful. We realized this morning that from Asbury, there came a prophecy that I had never heard, that God would use he would redig the well in Appalachia, and it would spring out change. I have the Holy Spirit of God all over me right now. Just saying those words to you. And when you look at all of the universities and colleges that have been affected and have taken this outpouring of God's Spirit and repentance, it's not just dance and jump and fall down on the floor. This is a repentance revival. Is what America must have. God exalts a righteous nation. And all of the universities that have been affected from Asbury now make revival available within about a 3 or 4 hour drive anywhere on the eastern half of the university. And have been affected by this outpouring of revival. And have gone back to open up their university as a revival center. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit is available in about 3 hours, 4 hours at the most, of anybody on the east side of the Mississippi River. Amazing. God, you are amazing. So, bless everyone who's coming and is part of our program tonight. Bless everyone that's at Flashpoint tonight. May another mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a revival and a reformation happen in Brownsville, all over southern United States, all through South Carolina, North Carolina. Lord, we don't want you to paint it red with republicanism. We want to paint America red with the blood of Jesus, because American sons and daughters have returned to God. Thank you, and Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty are not dirty. Some of their sons and daughters are dirty and have gone to perversion. Our forefather and mother, Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam, they're not dirty. And we, the people of the United States, we're not dirty. And we rebuke all those others of our brothers and sisters that are dirty.
people notice.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
That is not what God does. God says, body of believers that lead Flashpoint. And they just twisted one of two powerful testimonies between Michael and Bell. And God keeps loving this powerful testimonies in Jesus' name. Well, let me ask you a question. What time is above? I can't see.
It is about 5 after 11.
Done all the spiritual work tonight. And all we got to do is just pause now in our assignment of communion into our gatherings and just worship. Just worship. Hey, get that work. Get that work. Now, for those of you that might be with us, and you know, it's like, what in the world is this? Well, we're just a gathering of believers that gather together to grow and develop in faith, walk with God, be public. And as we heard so many of them say tonight, go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. And so, we're going to receive the communion elements. And how we do that is we read the verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We pray the prayer of salvation. We give you a couple words of instruction. And then we receive the elements together. And so we'll get started. Leanne, can you read those verses?
Oh, I didn't know if my mic was on or not.
And I should say also, I pretty much always have signal up through here. But if you don't hear me, just keep moving. I'll be back with you in a minute, you know.
Okay, ready for me to... Okay. The Bible verses are 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. In verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. In 1 John 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he, God, is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. In verse 19, we love him because he first loved us.
Those are the verses on communion, and there's no place in the Bible that says you have to have a bishop or the pope or your pastor to receive communion. It's been said as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So everything about communion is about how you will do it in the received this today. Verse 28 says, "Let a man examine himself and so let him eat of the bread." And I have said probably 7 years or 8 years of my ministry, maybe even 10, I guess, that the only prerequisite, the only process that has to happen for you to receive communion, humbling yourself. And every one of us, when we examine ourselves, have enough sense to say, God, I need you in my life. And that makes you worthy to receive the communion elements. Because you come with a heart that says, Lord, I need you. Let a man examine himself and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never been born again, if you've never been saved, if you've never prayed a prayer, whatever voice you've heard someone say,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16,
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And thus say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
I receive all of your grace and mercy.
I receive all of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life
with all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly.
Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Your life just changed radically forever because in that one prayer, you invited God Almighty to come in and tell you. And he is faithful, cleanse, and fill you in every way. So, welcome. We're glad to have you into this great family according to Romans chapter 8.